So, what's your name and what are you showing off today?
I'm Andrew Lindy, and the game is called Avaria Versus.
Okay, so tell me about how the game works and what are some of the game's features.
Sure, it's a turn-based RPG, so we're trying to take our favorite things about Final Fantasy and give them a little update while removing the things that we never really liked. So it has PvP mode as well as PvE story mode with the same battle system.
Okay, so how does the battle system differ from, say, Final Fantasy?
Ours is balanced so that you can fight your friends in PvP. It's a turn-based game, fully turn-based, but there are some real-time elements for ultimate moves as well as in tournament mode. There's a timer on each turn, so you have to input your turn fast to keep the game going.
Okay, so what are some of the inspirations for how you design the character models in the world?
The character in the world, I spent 2 years working on the story and the lore for the game before we even did one line of code. I'm really inspired by the big sci-fi stuff. I grew up on Star Wars, and I loved Final Fantasy. So, you know, kind of mashing up sci-fi and fantasy together is really where I'm coming from.
And how long has the game been in development total?
If you count when I started by myself for 2 years, it's been 3 years. But I've had a small team now for the past about 14 months.
Okay, and do you have any sponsorship from big production companies, or are you doing this all on your own?
We're totally indie. We have private investors right now helping us fund the project, but we're not affiliated with any major distributors or publishers.
So what has the feedback been like tonight?
It's been awesome. It's what we hoped. We're making this game for fans of turn-based JRPGs, and people who like those games seem to really like this game. You know, we're making it for those fans.
So have you guys gotten any attention from game publishers other than private investors?
What did you say? Sorry?
Have you gotten any attention from public, from game developers other than private investors?
Not yet. This is our second show, so we've been very patient about showing it, and we want to roll it out in the right way. We're going to GDC in the first week of March, and you know, we'll see if there's any kind of industry response there. Otherwise, we're just going to keep going to every show that we can.
So what's it been like so far working with Playcrafting, the company?
Playcrafting is great. I've been coming to this group for about 5 years now. And Dan does a great job. You know, we started going when Brad Hargraves was running it as the NY meetup group. And I actually became inspired to make a game at Playcrafting. I was in the music industry at the time, and I was coming here just because I liked games. And I actually left the music industry to pursue this because of Playcrafting.
Okay, and have you actually attended the classes and other events they've held?
I haven't done any of the classes, but I've been to many of the events. And our lead developer, Samuel Eng, he used to run the Unity 3D class here at Playcrafting. We also have other Playcrafting alumni like David Cools. He's our writer. It's David Kells, I think. I don't want to say his name wrong. Sorry, David. So he's the writer, and he's also from Playcrafting.
Okay, and what's the current timeline for your development? Like, what's the current stage?
We're calling this pre-alpha right now. We want to be, hopefully, in some kind of beta by the end of the summer, and we're definitely looking to release in 2018 at some point.
And is this the only game you're currently working on?
Yes, this is the only game that we're working on. This is, our studio name is Juncture Media, and this is our first project.
Any future plans?
This is Avaria. I would consider this as the Avaria prologue. I want to make Avaria 1, 2, and 3 as well. So the story is a whole sci-fi trilogy, and this is more or less like the intro. So it would be a dream to be able to make all of those games and tell the whole story.
Mind giving us a little tidbit of how the story will progress?
Sure. So there's two races on the planet Avaria. One are called the Eoni, and they sprout from eggs coming from the planet. When they're born, they are immortal. But if they feel emotion, they change into a Hume and have access to magic, but they lose their immortality. There's been thousands of years of peace between these two races, and this game picks up at the beginning of tensions between the two races. You play two different parties, and you see both sides of the story. as the player. So the next ones will continue that saga thousands of years in the future.
And are there any games, any developers that you've talked to while here so far that have caught your eye?
Oh, yeah. We went to MegFest with these guys, and they're showing a different game this time called Mamahawk. They're awesome. The thing is, when you're working these kind of things, you never get time to walk around and see everybody. So when I go to get water or go to the bathroom, I see all this cool stuff, and I can't just sit down and play it. But it was great coming to PlayCrafting so for a few years before we were actually making a game. I was able to just be that fan and play the stuff. So it's hard to pinpoint one right now that I saw tonight because I've been here the whole time.
Anything you've learned so far at this expo that you're going to take with you to the next one?
Definitely. We're learning a lot about our user interface from the players today, and we're definitely going to take that feedback and integrate it right away.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks, man. Appreciate it.